Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Point of View.
On Kaya959.
With Pimelo Mudine.
What's yours?
What's yours?
So the National Union of Metal Workers marched today to the offices of the city of Tshwane. They're really unhappy with an agreement that they feel the city did not honour. And this is an agreement on the back of an agreement that the city terminated with a service provider, and where they promise that they will, number one, pay out some packages to retrenched workers, 261 of them. And secondly, that they would also be absorbed. This happened at the end of December last year. Well, since then, nothing has happened. No payments have been made, and those workers have not been absorbed. NUMSA spokesperson Phakamile Hlubi Majola is on the line with us. Phakamile, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Good evening, and good evening to your listeners. Thank you for having me on the show.
I obviously just sort of quickly wrapped up what could have been the reason behind the march today. But if you want to elaborate more, did I miss anything about the reasons you were marching today?
Oh, you summarized very well some of the core issues. And if I can just add to what you said, which is that, so yes, indeed, there was the contract for the company that was providing services to TRT was terminated. Retrenchment followed. The city promised to pay out the retrenchment packages, and they had to be the ones to pay it out because they're the ones who
terminated the contract.
Set up the arrangement with the service provider. Mm. What we learned later is that they, instead of reabsorbing these workers, they hired two fly-by-night security companies to replace them. The one is, and we are finding out that these security companies are not registered with CIRA. They also are not registered with the Private Security Bargaining Council, and they're not paying UIF, they're not paying Provident Fund, medical insurance, which is a statutory requirement. And to make matters worse, that fly-by-night security company has not paid its employees for the month of January. So it really is just a terrible cycle of poor decision-making from the city of Tshwane. And we would add also deeply reflective of an uncaring government.
You know, when that agreement was discussed, obviously it was discussed with the CCMA's intervention. Were there any specific deadlines? You know, when will people be absorbed? When will people go back to work? When will those retrenchment packages be paid? Any of that?
So we wanted all of that in writing so that we could have precisely those types of deadlines. Mm. So in the section 189, they confirmed that, yes, we will pay the package. And they indicated that by the time that the consultation ends, which would have been that the contract terminates, which would be on the 31st of December, they will be in a position to pay the retrenchment packages shortly thereafter, and then we'll proceed to absorb workers. We wanted that in writing with specific timelines. They refused to put it in writing. We now understand why, and that's because for them, you know, they are now reneging on what it is that they confirmed under the auspices of the CCMA in that section 189 consultation.
So do we know if the money was actually paid to the service provider?
We've been in touch with the service provider. They can confirm that no monies have been paid at all. And this is why we felt that we had to go ourselves to the city and confront them. What was sad is that the executive mayor, Dr. Nasipi Moya, did not show up to receive the memorandum. We were told that it's because she had an emergency in Roslyn. We are now finding out through a media house that apparently it was because she was summoned by the president. So we're not sure what the truth of the situation was with regards to why she didn't show up. But it's disturbing for us that we are given conflicting reports over something that is so serious, particularly because they were informed in time. They knew as early as last week that our members were coming to march, so it wasn't a surprise for them. And it was an opportunity for them to demonstrate that they're taking this matter seriously. Because the person that they sent to receive the memorandum is the very same person that we've been engaging with on this issue from the beginning. And that person, Mr. Peck, or who is the general manager for roads and transport, he has no answers. He had no answers for us then. He has no answers for us now. So for us to march and engage the same person who can't answer any questions is very, very frustrating to workers who really, I mean, I cannot describe to you the kind of suffering they're going through because of what this has done to them financially in their homes.
I mean, I don't know if you were privy to the reasons why, in the first place, that contract had to be terminated between the city and Swane Affected Operations Investments. Because maybe it will explain why suddenly there is this other security company that is, as you are saying, not compliant, not really paying people, not registered with some of the most important bodies. And they now are doing the work that should have been done by these workers.
It is, look, and this is now me, I don't want to speculate too much, but yes. I can tell you that in the past we have had problems with the Tshwane Affected Operations Investment Company.
Mm.
This company has not, in our view, run its operations very well. There was a time when our members were forced to picket because of the fact that things like UIF, for example, and Provident Fund were not being paid.
Mm.
Now, that is that's most likely the reason, but I can't tell you definitively if that is the reason.
Yeah.
But I can confirm that the employer, their hands are not clean. However, in this specific instance where we had accepted that the contract was coming to an end, there was a formalized CCMA consultation. An agreement was reached about how to handle this process. It is very painful that now the city would behave in the way that it's behaving and basically openly and blatantly break a promise to workers. And by the way, retrenchment packages, you're not doing anyone any favors. Mm. This is money that actually belongs to workers. Mm. It's money they have worked for, so it is owed to them. Mm. So there really is no excuse as to why the city is not paying these retrenchment packages, because it's a combination of salaries and, you know, leave pay, etc., which is negotiated through CCMA. If there was any indication that, for example, maybe they were going to have shortage of funds, they should have said so in the consultation and asked us perhaps for more time.
Yeah.
Such things are not unheard of.
Mm.
You know, it has happened in situations where we've been faced with that before, and we negotiate and we work out a payment plan so that workers are not left in the lurch. Mm. But that's not what happened. And it's deeply distressing that the city of Tshwane has just, you know, shown a really, I would say, a don't care attitude to these employees by refusing to engage them properly on what has happened and how they plan to resolve it.
Well, thank you for that update, because we ourselves have been trying to reach out to the city, and really, surprisingly, we struggled today for the first time. So we're going to keep at it and ask those questions. And so we'll probably get to it on Monday. They said they'll get back to us tomorrow. We're not here tomorrow, but Phakamile, appreciate you giving us this update. Thank you very much for your time. NUMSA spokesperson.
I appreciate it. And if you don't mind, if I can just indulge your time for a minute,
because
I want to listen to understand. You know, today I heard from workers firsthand about what this has done to them.
Mm.
There are people whose children were kicked out of school because they didn't pay school fees.
Mm.
There's a woman who was crying because she's already lost a car. She's about to lose her second car. She can't keep up with the payments.
Mm.
Others are about to be evicted from their homes. These are real issues.
Mm.
And it was really painful for me to witness workers trying to engage this general manager of roads and transport, who frankly was very cold in his response in engaging workers with no answers about something that they've known for a long time, and they simply just displayed total disregard for the suffering of these workers. And we have to remind city officials that they are privileged enough to earn salary, to have these jobs, which they were paid on time for them, thanks to the taxes of the very same workers that whose lives they're actively destroying right now because of poor decision making.
Well, I mean, Phakamile, thank you. Thank you for outlining that and making it so real. But as I said, we will ourselves keep going and we will ask the city what is actually going on here. So thank you very much for giving us your time this evening. Phakamile Hlubi-Majola, NUMSA spokesperson. They picketed today. They went out to the city of Tshwane asking them the harder questions about, you know, the payments of these packages that workers have been waiting for. 261 workers sort of out in the cold. No, sir. And it's one thing to be retrenched, but not to even get your package, to be promised a job also on top of that and not even get it. Triple whammy for me. And I think the city needs to come back and respond to us.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.